everybody. Welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And we've got so much going on. It seems like we always start this off going, we've got so much going on. But it's very, very true in 2016, 2017. And we've got, we always like to celebrate anniversaries.
Right. And this is a big one. This is a very, very big one.
That's right. 60 years ago, four musicians gather around a piano in a recording studio to jam out, and the rest is history. It was Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Johnny Cash. And now we all know them as the Million Dollar Quartet.
Exactly. And I can't believe it was 60 years ago, December 4th. 1956, and of course they were at Sun Studio here in Memphis. And if you want to know more about that, there was someone who was actually there, and she has all the details.
That's right.
Elvis's date for that session, Marilyn Evans Reel, was there, and she tells us all about what it was like, first of all, to date Elvis, and secondly, to be there for the Million Dollar Quartet session on our latest Gates of Graceland.
Yeah, and that's such a cool series that we've got going on. If you haven't checked it out, you're missing out, so make sure you go to graceland.com, and you can go under videos or under news, and we've always got the latest one posted there.
Yeah.
So make sure you check this out, the latest episode and any that you may have missed. And it's the holidays at Graceland.
It is the holidays.
It's always beautiful. if you can't check us out on your summer vacation, the holidays are the best time to go see all the lights at Graceland.
Yes.
And all the original Presley family artifacts decorating the house on the inside, too.
Right. And if you want to see Graceland all lit up and also stay at the new guest house, which I'm sure you want to do.
You have to.
You can take advantage of our Tis the Season holiday package. It includes a little bit of everything. Not only do you stay at the guest house at Graceland, but you also get tickets to Graceland. So you do see
awesome.
Everything lit up.
Essential.
And then you get $100 worth of Elvis merchandise.
Oh, my
holiday
gosh.
Gifts.
So yeah, because you know,
want that?
Whenever we travel, my mom always makes us get an ornament.
Right.
So I don't
and
know
this,
if
this
that's...
comes with it.
Yeah, I don't know if that includes it or not, actually. But, you know, that's one of those things that I would hope for. That we always have to bring an ornament back from
of
vacation.
Course. Yeah, and speaking of those decorations, there's a whole new blog all about those decorations,
It's like I knew, huh?
Yeah. But yeah, so I was actually wondering about those decorations, like when Elvis purchased them, so we did some research into that, and information about Elvis's nativity scene, mm-hmm. the aluminum trees that are out front, and his big, beautiful Merry Christmas to All with the Santa and sleigh.
Oh, I love that.
All of that is on the new Graceland blog, as well as some information about like special Christmases he spent here, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you want to know more about the blog, go to blog.graceland.com, and if you want to go ahead and book that Tis the Season package so you can then actually experience what you read about on the blog,
of course,
you go to guesthousegraceland.com.
Perfect. Guesthousegraceland.com. And right after the holidays here is Elvis's birthday, January 8th.
The celebrations do not stop here.
No. We carry it on into the new year, as Elvis would have wanted it. And you can join us this year or next year, 2017, for Elvis's birthday celebration. It's the 5th through the 8th in January, and the schedule's been announced online and includes the Elvis birthday proclamation ceremony, the fan club president's event, and the official Graceland Insiders reception. We now have Club Elvis with Viva Las Vegas sing-along, and of course the auction at Graceland. With some really, really cool things.
Very cool. So, yeah, and our special guests, too, are Gavin and Robin Coon. They were the twins in Follow That Dream.
So, oh, my gosh. So cool. And speaking of anniversaries, it'll be the movie's 55th.
Exactly, yes, which is very cool. So, yeah, if you want to join us here in Memphis to celebrate Elvis's birthday, just go to Graceland.com because tickets are on sale right now.
Tickets are on sale. And now, we talked about the blog. We can't really have a podcast and not talk about the cool things going on at the blog, but we have a new one. Up too.
Yeah. So that Christmas blog is up, and if you want to know anything about that, I will mention this. If you want to, the thing I love about this blog actually is it's everything Christmas. So be sure to go to it because not only do you see, we have so many videos like attached to it. There's a Gates of Graceland from last year. There's a beautiful video, like a music video that is nothing but our decorations here.
Oh my gosh.
Set to the tune of a song called The Lights of Graceland.
Love it.
So yeah, if you want to see everything video related, just go to blog.graceland.com.
Oh, good. I can't wait. And now we've got a fan of the week. This is a new special segment that we love doing at the Graceland Beat and the Rubberneckin' Podcast. And this week's fan of the week is Paula Jane Baldozier. And she said she loves when Elvis sings Silent Night. That's her favorite song. And she has an Elvis Christmas tree in a spare bedroom full of everything Elvis. And she said her first love was Elvis. And even her husband knows he now comes second in her heart because Elvis is the king.
That's some real love right there.
Yes. Paula, I have to say you spell Jane just the way my sister does. So if you're Paula Jane and my sister's Laura Jane, it's J-A-Y-N-E.
I like that.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it. When you see those similarities, you got to call them out. Those Janes stick together.
Exactly. So in Elvis history, again, with the anniversaries, there's some very cool ones happening. December 8th, 1970, Elvis bought a house for Joe Esposito and his wife in West Los Angeles, and also Mercedes automobiles for himself, Jerry Schilling, and Barbara Lee. Like, I want a Mercedes from Elvis.
You can't cool miss out on those shopping trips. I'm sure when you see him walking out the door to shop, you're like, stop what you're doing, I'm going after E.
And also, if you've got that Elvis at Stax album, and I'm sure you all do, right?
Yes.
Be sure to tune in to that this week, because on December 12th, 1973, Elvis recorded Mr. Songman, Thinking About You, Love Song of the Year, and Help Me.
Oh my gosh, so cool.
Very cool.
And we've got one Elvis sighting. This is from Glenn in Long Island. He said, another Elvis sighting this week is from New York City. The priest from St. Francis of Assisi Church in Manhattan began his Thursday afternoon, December 1st sermon as follows, quoting that great theologian Elvis Presley, "Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait." That's what an awesome Christmas message from the King of Rock and Roll.
Exactly. I love it.
Thanks, Glenn. And now, we're wrapping up the Rubbernecking podcast right now, but you have to wait for more. We've got a second podcast in the works. It's going on. We're posting it very soon, every week, so you'll have something to listen to.
Right. It's our new podcast called Starring Elvis Presley. We are watching every Elvis movie in chronological order.
Yes.
We just covered Loving You, so if you want to hear an interview with one of Elvis's Loving You co-stars, just tune into that podcast. And we just finished watching Jailhouse Rock. So be sure to watch your podcast feed, because we will have our episode all about Jailhouse Rock out next week.
Yes, make sure you tune in. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.